fighting for America.
Last year was the best job growth we had seen since the 1990s. The unemployment rate's now dropped to 5.6%. We've seen manufacturing come back. We have cut our deficits. Gas prices have dropped.
Fighting for Idaho.
Government is already too big. The deficit has gone from $10 trillion to $18. $18 trillion in the amount of time he's been there. But it's not enough. It's not enough.
Fighting for you.
But if we nominate another candidate in that mold, the same people who stayed home in 08 and 12 will stay home in 2016, and the Democrats will win again.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO, as we get ready for the president coming in, we go to Jeff Manasso of Fox News Radio with the very latest on a troubling situation in Yellowstone. Jeff, good morning.
How are you?
Very well. So what's the latest in Yellowstone?
Well, the latest is that cleanup continues there in Glendive in eastern Montana, a small town of about 6,000 or so, just downstream along the Yellowstone River from that pipe, that oil pipeline that burst, that oil pipeline owned by Bridger Company. Burst Saturday. This is a 12-inch piece of steel that apparently ruptured somewhere. Crews are still trying to find it, though. The pipe has been shut down. It was shut down right away, and so there's no more flow of oil. But crews are still trying to figure out where exactly that pipe breach came from. And meantime, we're told by state and federal officials that up to 50,000 gallons of light crude may have leaked out and spilled out, and now there's testing of high levels of the toxic chemical benzene in the tap water in neighboring communities, specifically Glendive, Montana, and that's where a no drink order is in place. People are being urged to drink just bottled water. It's being trucked in by thousands and thousands of bottles and cases are being trucked in, and that's all they have now. And so with the feds and state officials, the EPA, emergency and disaster officials, along with Fish and Wildlife, they're all on scene. They're using this charcoal-like additive, and so they're trying to clean up the water at the treatment plant there in Glendive, and they're trying to clean it up in the river, but it's a painstakingly slow process because this time of year, as you know, rivers are froze up.
Is this the first time, Jeff, that you know of or that we know of that there's been this type of disaster in Yellowstone, in and around Yellowstone?
It's my understanding that this is the first, at least for this area. People have a lot of concerns there, specifically long-term effects. We're told short-term effects. Federal officials, the CDC, are saying the short-term effects of drinking that water aren't problematic, but they're not taking any chances, and that's why that drink order is in place. States of emergency declared in Dawson, and Richland counties there in eastern Montana until this gets cleaned up. And I talked to the mayor yesterday, Glendive Mayor Jerry Jimison, who says he's confident they'll get this done, they'll get it cleaned up, they'll find the source, and they can mitigate the problem. And he also says, to the company's credit, Bridger, they've sent in a ton of resources. The company's VP has been on scene 24/7, and they're doing everything they can to figure it out and to help mitigate the problem.
Boy, a tough situation. Jeff, we appreciate it. Thank you.
You bet.
Our friend Jeff Manasso joining us here at 580 KIDO. Kevin Miller in the Morning, along with Patriot Ray, Tea Party Bob, Pat from Middleton, Two Flybry, our pre-protest party. Pat from Middleton, the only person that will be going down to protest the president. And, Pat, what will you will be doing? Will you be getting arrested for promotion of the program here?
Well, that's not the intent.
You know, if you get arrested, that would help us. That'd help me personally. I know you're in it to give and to give for me.
Well, I probably would get arrested just because I'm wearing the shirt, because I know they know who you are.
Well, the Miller Militia shirt, the collector's items, which we need to get one for Two Fly Bry. Yes, the 580 KIDO collector's item, yes.
So I know a detective friend, and he said I better not wear either open carry or open shirt. So
open shirt. Well, yeah. Maybe you shouldn't wear a shirt. That would get some attention. You could paint a big O on your chest or your belly.
A big O with the colored red, letter stripes, red stripes and all that. Yeah, it'd look good on me, huh?
Exactly. So we have Pat from Middleton that will be protesting. Everybody else isn't. There was some good news, and that is that Nagmeet Abedini will be meeting with the president. You heard her with us yesterday urging elected officials, urging Democratic operatives, urging people of faith to pray that she would meet with the president, hoping that this will allow a breakthrough in this case. We start with Two Flybry. Your thoughts on this?
Well, like I noted to you yesterday, it's. I hope that the one man who's oppressing this nation will help free the one man being oppressed by a nation, and that's what my prayer is.
There we have it. That is good news.
It is. I think that we should always make sure that we take a look at if he at least focuses on a single person that needs help, it would be a blessing that it would be Saeed. I've heard Nagmeet speak before at things like that, at seminars and churches, and she's just an awesome gal. Her kids are wonderful. I've not had an opportunity for my kids to meet them, but joined her in her fasting, and I think it's awesome that this fasting that she went through, that this is that's being the 21st day, that this would become about of her praying, of her fasting, that she meet with the president. That is an awesome thing that God would be doing.
There we have it. Let's go to one of the many people of faith, Patriot Ray, with this one.
Hello. Hey, we're grateful to be here and that you've allowed us to come in, Kevin, to 580K IDO and the Kevin Miller Show. But, Nagmeet is a wonderful lady. We've heard her many times on the air. We've prayed with her and for her and her family and for Saeed. We really pray that that the president will actually do something and get something done this time to help get him out and others who are held there. We give money to the hilt to this country, and we get nothing back. And he has given them tons of money. And so to free this man would be a wonderful thing for this country, and it would actually lift him up a little bit if he did that.
Well, and here's another one. Wouldn't it be great if there was some miracle breakthrough and he announced that he would be released today? And I don't want to raise people's hopes, but...
Well, it would be wonderful, but I don't anticipate that, but I sure wish it would happen. It would be a great thing for his family to see him and get a hold of him, and he to get some good health care now.
Indeed. Let's go to Tea Party Bob when we're talking about people of faith and the fact that you are wearing yellow today, which Nagmeet Abedini urges people to do, whether you're going to see the president or not.
I really hope that she does get through to him and he does make a decision to actually do something about this. He's been over there for such a long time. We've freed who knows how many prisoners out of Guantanamo. We get absolutely nothing in return. And I think that's the bad part about this. If you're really going to do a negotiation, you're going to let these terrorists go, or so-called holdovers from the war on terror, let them go. We should get something in return. And I'm hoping that he does do something rational and reasonable to make this happen. It's been way too long. I guess everybody's kind of tired of waiting.
Well, I'm surprised, though, that it took the president this long to make this happen here at 580K IDO. I thought that he would schedule this, but perhaps he will be moved when he meets Nagmeet today, Pat from Middleton.
Well, isn't he the president that once said that he doesn't do photo ops for political reasons? He's in Idaho, in Boise, where Nagmeet's from and Saeed's from, and yet he's going to meet with her finally here after how many years has it been?
This is a third year.
Third year. And she's been, how many trips has she made to Washington, D.C. and can't even get an audience with him? She's gone there to try and plead his case. I mean, the ACLJ, Sekulow, has been down there. He's been on Hannity and everything, and yet he won't meet with her when he comes to Washington, D.C., and yet he comes all the way out here. And he doesn't do photo ops, but he's meeting with her. I think it's a good PR move for him, but it really is a PR move.
Well, there we have it, raining on our buzz parade. Most of us believe, hey, this is a good thing. Pat from Middleton.
It is a good thing. It's just a PR move for him.
Well, maybe he'll be moved by the Spirit. Maybe he will be. I mean, look.
So. Well, maybe prayer is a prayer request.
Right. When you hear this young lady, though, and you're, those of us, we go home to our families, we go to home to our homes, and here you have this woman who has two young kids, who is updating the national and international media, traveling around the world. I mean, before that, she was a housewife. Her husband, so committed to Christianity, so committed to making life better for kids, that he goes over and works with the Iranian government that says, sure, you can come over, you have our assurances. then they double-cross him, and they torture him for being a Christian. How many of us, we'd like to think, would stay strong and keep our faith, would follow in Saeed's shadow?
I've prayed for her all the time. I mean, I have. This is so sad that it's gone this far, and that's the problem. It's gone this far. We did more to get Bergdahl back, who didn't want to come back, and more to get rid of the Gitmo prisoners who deserve to be in prison, and yet, absolutely, we've even negotiated with Iran and took nothing in offer.
Okay, there's our Secretary of State, Pat from Middleton. Giving us his thoughts on the Bo Bergdahl situation. Coming up, and we'll start it right now, at 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Your thoughts on what the president will say tonight.
Mr. Speaker, Mr. Vice President, members of Congress, my fellow Americans. We are 15 years into this new century. 15 years that dawned with terror touching our shores, that unfolded with a new generation fighting two long and costly wars, that saw a vicious recession spread across our nation and the world. It has been and still is a hard time for many. But tonight, we turn the page.
We're turning the page. We'll talk about what you think the president will say today with our panel, and don't be strangers, don't let the panel hog the mic, 580-5436. They like it when you call in because they like to go back and forth, and I like it when you call in as well. It proves that it's just not you, me, and the panel. First, traffic at 580KID.
Glenn Beck, weekdays at 9. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Okay, everybody, I am really stoked. Our driver of the day is Jeff Gordon. Hard to believe Jeff Gordon used to be that punk 24-year-old driving the DuPont Chevrolet, the Rainbow Warriors, before the rainbow became something else. But anyway, if you say you're a Rainbow Warrior now, people are going to go, hey now. Anyway, Jeff Gordon, when you hear Jeff Gordon between now and 9 o'clock, be our 10th caller at 580-5436, and you'll qualify for the trip to the Daytona 500. That's courtesy of 580KIDO and MCA Nashville. Speaking of which, we've got Pat from Middleton with us. Two Fly Bri had to go to work. We've got Patriot Ray, Tea Party Bob, our pre-protest party, and we're having a good time talking about all the great things that President Obama talked about last night and that he will talk about today here in the Treasure Valley. Are you ready to welcome Obama? 580-5436, and I'd urge you to go to our website, Obama's Idaho, my take on what the president will say. And I say it, and I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm right, so I can go na 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 na. Anyway,
that's okay. You can go na 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 na.
Oh, thank you, Tea Party Bob. You're the voice of reason here, besides Patriot Ray. Pat from Middleton, not so much. We go to Russell in CUNA at 580KIDO. Good morning, Russell.
Good morning, Kevin.
How are you? Good to have you with us.
It's good. I'm back in Idaho. Got in last night.
Well, welcome home.
Thank you. Listen, I think that this is an absolute miracle. Mrs. Abedini and her family are in our prayers, and we pray that a great result will happen, and her husband will be released.
Well, she'll meet with the president today. I think that's an accomplishment itself.
Oh, it is. It's an answer to all of our prayers.
It is.
Russell, thank you.
Thank you, and I hope to earn one of your shirts.
Well, send me a text, and we'll hook up while you're home.
All right, sounds good.
All right, thank you very much.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. See, that's what I like from Russell. Unlike you, Pat, he likes to earn the shirt. Just show up and get it. Of course, the shirts we're talking about, you can see them at 580kido.com. We go to Terry in State College, Pennsylvania. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning, Kevin. Bob, Ray, Pat. Pat, is that you making all the noise with the spoons and the forks and the knives?
Yes, it is.
Okay, well, that's okay. I was just wondering.
You know, I've told him it's very rude for him to do that. He's sitting here scrambling eggs and having Eggs Benedict with us here this morning.
Now, why does that not... So, well, he told us today he's a one-man show, remember? No more hiring anybody.
Right, no I in team here, yeah.
Well, you know, I heard the president's speech last night. Now, get back to General Bill Gann. He asked Mr. Obama, according to Title 36, Chapter 10, Section 171.
Now, this is in-depth team coverage. This isn't just coming off the cuff. You were actually quoting something, so go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yes. Well, he said last night, first words out of his mouth, my fellow Americans. Well, he was asked by General Gann, why don't you at the very least stand and face the flag? Well, Mr. Obama had many things to say. He said, well, it's my intention, if elected, to disarm America. He also said, same speech, as a nation.
He said that, but the president said last night he was going to disarm America?
No, but he called his fellow Americans. I'm about to show you where he tells us he's not American as we understand it.
He's not an American?
He is not an American because we as a nation have placed upon the nations of Islam an unfair justice. And she and I, referring to his wife, have attended several flag-burning ceremonies in the past. And, of course, now I have found myself about to become the President of the United States, and I put my hatred aside.
Where did he say this at?
This is according to this. I'll send it to you.
The general?
General Gann told or asked Mr. Obama, why do you not at the very least stand up and face the flag and respect it? And quoted a title, chapter, and section.
What year was this?
Code. What's that?
What year was this?
This was when he was in 2008. It was Sunday morning on Meet the Press.
He didn't say that on Meet the Press.
I'm going to send it to you.
All right.
I'll send it to you. And so we have a gentleman who tells us he's going to change the face of America.
So what do you think the president's going to say today, Terry?
Well, I already told you what he's going to say. I think the man's going to...
I know, but you lost me with Title 9, Section 12.
Oh, well, you know, how can one American speak to another American if you're not an American? Well, that's a tongue twister. He's going to tell us free college. It's going to be free college. I mean, he shows up at university because it's the only semi-liberal place we've got in Idaho.
Wow.
He's going to show up, he's going to tell them free college, taxes. He's going to give them the same old spiel that he gave everybody last night.
All right.
You know, I'm going to send this to you. It'll be there in moments. And you figure it out from there. He made the speech. I mean, here it is.
All right, Terry. Thank you. Our friend Terry from State College, Pennsylvania.
And I used to drive taxis in Boise for 20 years at night. And
my question is he going to meet with Harley?
Picked up my fair share of the gay community, and they have true love for one another. I'm telling you, they love each other more than I love my motorcycle. And,
well, that's reassuring.
They're just as American as a Medal of Honor winner. And liberty and justice for all, equal protection under the law. I'm glad that judge made that decision, and I'm glad that they want to get married and live like that.
By the way, Harley was at the governor's swearing-in ceremony, but perhaps Harley Brown could meet with the president.
Did he take the governor there in an Uber taxi?
I don't know, but imagine that. Harley Brown meeting with the president.
I think that's wonderful.
So at 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com, we open it up to you and the paper reading, Pat from Middleton. What the president will say today, I've already told you what I believe that he will say. And that's in Obama's Idaho at 580KIDO.com. Let's start with Patriot Ray.
I believe the white clouds will be brought up. And, Bob, you said that when he's freed people from Guantanamo, we don't know what we've got from it. Well, we've got 30% recidivism. They've gone back to do their old thing, 30% of them. That's been broadcast on the news.
It's actually more than that.
Well, I'm sure it is, but that's what they broadcast. So, you know, he's going to come up, and he's going to talk about the schools. He's going to talk about taxes. He's going to talk about we need to raise them. He's going to talk about how we need to be fair with a minimum wage and get it higher. He's going to talk about the white clouds. I'm sure that's going to take place. And we're just in for a big surprise when he gets there. It won't be too much of a surprise because we already know what he's going to say. He's just going to repeat what he did last night in a lot of areas, plus a little bit more. He's going to cater to the ones who are so excited that he's going to make these changes.
See, the problem is he's not going to be able to make the changes. He's going to have 2 years of being a lame duck president. He won't get anything through the Congress or the Senate. All the bills that they send up to him will probably be vetoed. They don't have enough people in there to get a supermajority to pass any of the bills. So we're going to have another 2 years of same old, same old.
Well, he'll just veto things, but then if he doesn't get it his way, he'll just do another executive order, and nobody stops him on executive orders.
You know, I'm not really hearing a lot of newsworthy stuff, Pat. What about you? Okay, Pat, we'll get back to you. Let's go to Dave and Eagle. David, good morning. You're at 580 KIDO. Good morning, David.
Good morning. I think he's going to be talking about immigration today in Boise. He's going to sell it to us. This is an immigration stronghold for illegal aliens. I think that he wants to come here and lay out his plans for a conservative acceptance of immigration and tell us why we should accept it and try to continue to sell it. And I think that that's one of the biggest reasons that conservative Republicans will be protesting his arrival.
Well, where will be the big protest?
Well, there's a couple planned, but one is at the corner of Broadway and University Drive between 12 and 1 o'clock. People are meeting. And then the other one was put on by Saeed Abedini's wife, Nagme, and their plan, and it's not so much a protest as it was a plea, that they were going to do on the west side of the Cabin Williams building, where people were, you know, recommended to wear yellow and come out and plead for Saeed's release. And so there's a couple different plans. One is more of a protest of his policy, and the other one is a plea for, you know, his understanding and support of the release of Saeed.
David, thank you for the call.
You bet. Thank you.
All right. You know, why can't you be like him?
I try, but, you know, you just...
Am I not keeping your attention? Folks, you don't believe this. Pat from Middleton is reading the paper. You just like come in here and hang out. Is it just so comfortable to be in here that you just like hanging out, watching the 1984 Zenith television that we have in here?
It's warmer here than in my house.
I see. Well, thank you. There's a listener benefit, everybody. Thank you all for listening. Pat says it's warmer here than in his house. Hopefully, we'll get back on track. 732, 580-KIDO.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays at noon. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580-KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
I would just want him to look at me in the eye and see the kids and see the personal side of this, of a family torn apart, kids crying every night. He has two kids. He can make a call. He can make that call to bring Saeed home, even one day earlier to end the suffering.
That was Nagme Abedini from our interview yesterday here. We do have news that President Obama will meet with she and her children today, which is good news while he's in town. We are taking your calls on what the president will say today. We'll be joined by Senator Crapo and Senator Risch next hour. And we're joined by pro-life, but unfortunately pro-life, I'm a lot of things in life, but I'm not a hypocrite.
You're not? I don't think you are. Why do you say that I would say you were a hypocrite?
Well, because when we catch you cheating on us, as Pat from Middleton knows, there is a penalty for that. Isn't that right, Pat from Middleton?
Yeah. I don't listen to the other guy anymore.
Well, if not, you don't call in when I'm not on the air. And you know, pro-life, I love you, but you know what happens when you cheat on us?
Well, I'll take my whatever my punishment is. But anyway.
Okay, well, you know what your punishment is.
Hey, I was going to come down there today.
No, not anymore.
All right. Well, hey, I just have to suffer my
We love you, and it pains me to do this, but I can't look at Pat from Middleton, who has taken more punishment for his wandering ears than anybody, and not scold you publicly on there. Pat from Middleton, do we have clemency for the accused or not?
Well, no, because I still get punished by you. I mean, I still get cut off.
Would you like to verbally scold pro-life or wandering after this program?
Bad pro-life. Don't do it again.
All right. How many lashes do I get?
Well, verbal lashes.
Oh, okay.
Tea 50. Party Bob, what do you think?
I don't know, 50 lashes with a wet noodle.
You have, hold on, you have never betrayed me.
Why would I want to listen to the other program? I don't find it interesting, and I don't find it worthwhile.
You see, now pro-life?
Well, of course those guys are just...
You need to repent.
Those guys are buffoons, but...
No, we love everybody here. We don't make fun of. They're all good folks, but no, you can't... we're talking about you, Pat. Remember how... how hurt that you were, and you and I had turned red against each other many times, haven't we?
Well, that's out of laughter and love.
Yes.
The appropriate kind. Too.
Yes, the heterosexual kind. Now, pro-life.
Yeah.
What would you like to say to this? Would you like to apologize to the listening audience?
Well, I just take every opportunity I can.
Now, that's not the right opportunity. That's not what we want to hear here, pro-life.
Okay. The truth is that Kevin Miller Show is the very best show in Idaho. And, in fact, Kevin Miller organization should try to get to the other radio stations around the state and have a total statewide broadcast from lots of stations. That's what I think.
Thank you very much. And it is duly noted that you have kissed up properly to the host. However, since the host here is not very good, would you like to just apologize to the listening audience? Or will you not apologize to the listening audience?
Well, listen.
We have Terry from State College saying, spank you. I don't know if I'm going to do that.
He's
going
to get you to your knees, pro-life, whether you like it or not.
Yeah, well, hey, I have to take every opportunity I can to tell the truth. And
that doesn't sound like an apology. All you have to say is, you know, I'd like to apologize to the listening audience for straying. I'm only human. That's all it takes.
Okay. That is true. I am only human, and I do stray at times, and I do repent, and I'm very, very sorry.
Yeah, just say your passion got the better of you.
See, Pat will help you. He's been through this many times.
Yeah, just say you're a weak man, and your passion has got a hold of you.
No, I'm not a weak man.
No,
but
he's
human.
He's not a weak man. All right, pro-life. What do you have to say?
Okay, now I think President Obama is going to say something about add the words. And he may do the white cloud kind of thing, and I hope he doesn't. And his people can call me and tell me that they'll let...
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Pro-life, thank you for the call. He's gone from not apologizing for straying. Then he kisses up to the host, which is good. And then he starts talking about doing a shout-out to Obama can call him. What is this?
Well, I think what he wants is for his people, Obama's people, to call pro-life's people.
What about our people?
They don't matter.
Apparently, the host is a side order of fries, Pat from Middleton.
Well, I'm pretty sure the local Democrat Party here has emailed him the copy of their talking points, because that's what they always talk about. It's the white clouds, it's the add the words, it's all that stuff that's against what we're doing anyway. I mean, the pro-life, the pro-marriage, nothing good. Oh, raise the minimum wage, all those things. Those are all talking points that you hear all the time.
Did you say talking points?
I
mispronounce all the time. Talking points?
He's just talking too fast.
Well, he's excited.
I am excited. The talking points. You know, you're right. Pro-life was right that Obama will bring up all those things that are hot buttons in this valley. And put his stamp on it and make the liberals feel like, oh, we've made some headway here, and grow their numbers, hopefully.
580-5436, 580-KIDO. Senator Crapo will be joining us, Senator Risch, and they'll be fitting in with our esteemed panel. By the way, Jeff Gordon is our driver of the day. When you hear Jeff Gordon on 580-KIDO, be caller 10. And if you're caller 10, you're going to be registered for that grand prize trip to the Daytona 500, courtesy of MCA Nashville and 580-KIDO. More coming up in a minute. Let's get you to work safely and on time.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 3. Now, back to Kevin Miller on 580-KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
I believe in a smarter kind of American leadership. When Aretha first told us what RSPECT meant to her...
7:51, K. Millie in the morning, 580-KIDO. Don't forget Obama's Idaho. And we're doing something a little different on the website, 580KIDO.com. A short video segment, we call it Kevin Miller Uncensored. And me, I found myself rather cosmetically challenged. But Tea Party Bob, you were actually turned on by that video of me speaking.
Anytime you see a short video like that, it's impressive. I've done a couple myself.
A man of my stature, you're saying.
Absolutely.
So does that video get a ringing endorsement there?
That gets an endorsement from me.
Not a ringing one. All right, Pat from Middleton and Patriot Ray with us here at 580-KIDO. Are we ready to go back to the phones?
I liked your blog, by the way.
Thank you very much, Patriot Ray.
I've enjoyed it.
So Obama's well. Idaho.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I appreciate you speaking up.
Well,
speaking up.
We'll see if I'm right. Before we get to the phones, what do we think the president's going to talk about today? I say Boulder. I think he's going to take it. I think there's been a secret deal for us to become Yucca Mountain North.
I think you're right. I also believe he'll discuss a lot and heavily on immigration, try to keep pushing that forward because he'll get votes.
I think it's immigration. It's going to be the gay riots. It'll be the white clouds.
So you think he's going to grab the white clouds today?
I think there's an opportunity for him to do that. If he didn't do it, it would be a missed opportunity. He's not speaking to a huge crowd down there, but he's speaking to his crowd.
Well, do you think he'll announce an executive order?
Asked the questions here, Pat. By the way, to my friend Chad, the only reason the president's coming here is for you, Kevin Miller. Thank you very much, Chad. Let's go back to the phones. You know, I think you're a little out of breath.
You mean here. That witness protection has been lifted and they found you? Is that why he's coming here?
We go to Idaho Steve with our friend, the ever ubiquitous Pat from Middleton. Good morning, Idaho Steve.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Well, thank you.
Doing good.
Oh, just bubbly.
Bob, I owe you a phone call. So I think.
Oh, gee, why don't you just have a personal conversation with Bob then? Well, Pat, do you want to give us some landscaping tips while we're here?
You know why Kevin's bubbly? He goes, I'm a woman.
Stop it.
I owe him one. He's going to talk about his middle class tax credit. That's what he's going to go after, a free community college argument, basically raising the capital gains tax. He's going to put heavily that focus. Because that's the one thing he's been arguing for is people want the higher minimum wage, et cetera. So he's going to make an argument that the middle class is hurting, and he's going to give them all these tax credits, child care.
Right. Didn't he do that last night, though?
He did that last night, but he'll repeat it.
Yeah, but Steve, what he's not telling anybody that the middle class is hurting because of his policies.
Exactly. He's going to raise the capital gains tax. It was 15% when he came into office, and Bob can quote this, chapter and verse. It was 15% when he came into office. It's now 23.8, and he's going to raise it to 28% if he gets his way. And the data shows every time you raise capital gains taxes, the government gets less revenue. So Bob's hitting it right on the head. It's because of his policy, but that's what he's going to hammer. He's going to hammer middle class.
All right. Idaho Steve, we appreciate it. Thank you for the call. 580-5436. Tom Munns returns. Good morning, Tom Munns.
Happy New Year, all.
Good morning,
hey, Tom.
Happy New Year, Tom.
What the heck are you guys doing without me in there, man?
You're invited.
I know. I've been kind of on a hiatus. Anyway, I just I wanted to say Happy New Year to my friends and all of the listeners and stuff, and I hope I'm not one of them that strayed on you, Kevin.
Yes, Tom. We've never had that conversation before.
Tom, it's safe to come back. O's not here.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm geared up, getting ready to go down there to BSU. You know, we're going to try to do an educational segment down there for the kids.
Now, are you going to get arrested today, Tom?
Not likely.
I'm very disappointed in the listenership of this audience because, look, you're all here to benefit me, and all of you should be arrested. And you're saying you did it to promote the Kevin Miller Show. That's how I pay my mortgage on the backs of you guys getting arrested.
Well, it seems like everything falls on the backs of us, doesn't it?
Well, why not? I'm a happy guy here.
You're a great cheerleader, Tom.
Hey, the song "He's Not Heavy," that's not true.
Yes, and Pat's going to start saying I'm a woman again. But anyway,
please don't.
Tom, I got to ask you this though: how concerned are you about everybody's, you know, safety and the freedom of speech zones and everything here today?
Oh, geez, give me a break. You know what? Anybody knows I support freedom over security. And you know what? That's where I stand. You know, if we have to take a choice between the two, I'm not going to sit there and allow government to completely, without any lawful authority, to be able to try to strip my rights away. I mean, come on. Why are we doing this? Everything that he talks about that he's going to be there doing is going to be everything pushing his socialist agenda, and then we're going to have NSA there, and we're going to have TSA there.
Well, they've already been here, Tom.
Well, whatever. You know, they probably never left. You know,
what would you say if you had a chance to talk to the president one-on-one, Tom?
What would I say?
What would you say to him?
Oh, God, that is the most arousing question I think I've ever had on the radio.
Ooh, don't say arousing.
Well, wait a minute. First you're talking backs, arousing, and Pat says I'm a woman. This is not that type of show.
No, it's giving me goosebumps, man. You know, what am I saying? you know, that's
what a tingle up your leg. Great.
You're getting tingles up your leg, huh?
I would just like to, I would like to question him, but if I had to say something, I would probably say, you know, totalitarian dictators are not welcome in Idaho.
Well, you want to frisk him too?
Yes.
You know, and I don't know. I like to be aggressive. I like to be just a little bit rough around the edges so he can feel what I'm saying. You know, but guy is not, you know, he's not a president at all.
Oh,
he's
boy.
Coming here to push things that are contrary to what America is all about.
What's next? Hey, diddle, diddle, yes.
I would love to go public with this guy. It would be awesome.
It would be must-see television.
Be rough, huh?
But I must say one thing if I can.
You better do it quickly because it's time for traffic. Go ahead. You've got 10 seconds.
I would never harm. I would never physically harm anyone.
Thank you, Tom. You're a great person. All right, our great. All right, our great friend Tom. TomMunz.com. Time for traffic. Kevin Miller. 7:59. Keep it here. We'll talk to the senators next. KIDO Napa.